I'm Alec Lace. Welcome to First Class Fatherhood. Welcome, everybody, to episode 176 of the podcast. I am happy, as always, to be here with you. Thank you for stopping by. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, please get over there and bang that subscribe button. You do not want to miss all the action that is coming your way right here on First Class Fatherhood. All right, dads, I have an awesome guest for you guys today, especially for those of you dads out there who are single or in the process of becoming a single father. Quincy Avery is my guest today, and he is a single dad who trains quarterbacks at the collegiate level as well as NFL quarterbacks, and he just trained one of the highest drafted QBs in this year's draft, Dwayne Haskins. So please stick around for my interview with Quincy Avery coming up in just a few minutes here. And so many of you listeners have been hitting me up with suggestions as far as guests that you'd like to see on the show here. I can't thank you enough for that. I think it's awesome. And whenever I get two or more requests for the same dad, I usually go after that father, as was the case with Monday's guest, Aaron Lohman. So please keep the suggestions coming. And if you know a dad out there who you would love to hear on the show, please hit me up with a DM on Instagram at Alec_Lace or email me firstclassfatherhood@gmail.com. Next week is going to be a special week on the podcast here. First Class Fatherhood will be 200 episodes deep, and I have an awesome guest lined up to bring you guys for the special occasion, and I can't wait to announce him to you, so make sure you are following me over on Instagram for that as well. Tomorrow, former Navy SEAL Chris McKinley will be here for a Frogman Friday edition of First Class Fatherhood to finish out the week. And I have got to thank Jordan Palmer for putting me on to today's guest, Quincy Avery. And the quarterback position is such a difficult position now. It has changed so drastically over the years. And I mean, even if you look at the video games here, I mean, when I played Tecmo Bowl as a kid, all you had was four plays to pick from and an A and B button. And now when you play Madden, there's six buttons. You can make audibles, change the play. Now, that's a little tongue-in-cheek there, but I mean, there really is so much more sophistication when it comes to the quarterback position. So it's going to be interesting to hear Quincy's take on all of it. Please be sure you are passing around the word about this podcast to every father in your neighborhood or in your contact list. Let them know about the podcast that is celebrating fatherhood and family life. Fatherhood rocks, family values rule, and every day is Father's Day right here with me. And I'm going to jump into the action right now with quarterback coach Quincy Avery. I'm Alec Lace, and you're listening to First Class Fatherhood. I cannot say thank you enough to all the listeners out there. You will hear a word from my sponsors in the middle of today's interview. If you would like to help me make First Class Fatherhood ad-free, please consider becoming a supporter of the podcast by hitting the link in the description of today's podcast episode. All right, and joining me now is a First Class Father. He is a quarterback coach, trainer, and developer who works with both college and professional quarterbacks. He is the founder of the QB Takeover and the Youth Passing League. He is also the host of the QB Podcast. It is a great privilege for me to say, Quincy Avery, welcome to First Class Fatherhood.
Hey, what's going on? I appreciate you having me.
All right, here we go. How many kids do you have and how old are they?
I got one daughter and she is a little over two.
Wow, okay, brand new. Are you going to be trying for the boy here at some point, or are you all done?
I don't know. We're going to just play this thing by ear.
All right, Quincy, please, just take a second here to hit my listeners with a little bit about your background and what you do.
So I'm Quincy Avery. I'm a quarterback developer. I work with a bunch of NFL, college, and elite high school quarterbacks across the country. So just been building and developing a football brand that allows me to kind of work with football's next generation.
Okay, very cool. And Quincy, how did becoming a dad kind of change your perspective on life?
It changed my perspective on really the value and like how you treat people. I always thought I treated people pretty well, but then when you have a kid, kind of your perspective changes a little bit, like how you deal with people you're frustrated with, things like that. You kind of find a healthier way, and you get to understand just how to vocalize the things that you need from somebody a little bit better so that it affects them in a positive manner rather than you just being in a good space. You know that you have to care about how they're doing and their emotional and mental well-being.
Yeah, very well said. And I know that you are a single father and you are co-parenting. What are some of the challenges of that whole situation?
So scheduling. Scheduling is a major thing, especially co-parenting as a single dad. There's a lot of traveling that takes place in my line of work. So it's always about, you know, communicating with your mother. And then a lot of extra trips. I oftentimes find myself having to fly, make an extra stop, drop my daughter off with her grandmother, and then head on to my next trip. So that's a bear. And then what I do when I'm in Atlanta, a lot of those nights are training at 6:37. So it's either finding a really good babysitter, or you got to bring your daughter out to the field with you, and she gets to be involved in the drills.
Yeah, that's got to be fun for her, although challenging for you at the same time. All right, there are many dads out there that are in a similar situation to you. So at what point in a new relationship would you consider it to be safe or comfortable introducing your daughter to a new woman that's in your life?
See, that's something that I think about all the time. I'm probably a long way away from that. I don't know exactly what that would take. It'd have to be something that I seriously consider moving forward with long term. I don't think it's valuable to any party to bring somebody in a child's life who you're not super serious about. And I haven't found that yet. So I would imagine at least take over 6-7 months for you to really be dating somebody. And that would just be for introduction, but nothing too serious. But that's kind of one of the things that I have the most difficulty with right now.
Yeah, I could only imagine. And Quincy, right now we are facing a fatherless problem in our country. And whenever it comes to divorce or child custody, it seems as though the mom is valued more than the dad. I mean, the dad always seems to start from under the bus whenever these things go down. And, you know, when we look at the statistics of children who grow up without a father figure in the home, we quickly realize that the role of father is equally as important to a child's upbringing. But because of how men are treated in the court system, I mean, many times they are humiliated and just drained of all their assets. A lot of dads just throw their hands up, turn their backs, and just walk away from it. They can't take it. And I think we do lose a lot of fathers in our society as a result of that.
Man, 100%. I was fortunate enough to be in a pretty good situation with the mother of my child. When we got to work on a pretty good situation, but I deal with friends. I have a couple friends who've just been, if they really want to be good dads in the situation that they're put in, the lack of time that they can see their kids. Legal fees, all those different things. They just mount up and add up, and it's very, very difficult. It's unfortunate kind of the way things are, because there's a lot of guys who do want to be good dads, and sometimes the system prevents them from doing so. And that's challenging and more than unfortunate.
Yeah, I agree. All right, now you work with a lot of young quarterbacks. I just had Jordan Palmer on the podcast here recently, and we touched on a bit about how much the position is changing. But what are some of the challenges facing these young quarterbacks today? Okay, it is time to get an important word from our sponsors, and then back with more from Quincy Avery. I'm Alec Lace, and you're listening to First Class Fatherhood. Let's go, dads. You heard me speaking recently about my daddy-daughter date to see Frozen on Broadway, and it was a night to remember. I bought my tickets on SeatGeek.com and used my promo code FIRSTCLASS. That's one word, FIRSTCLASS, and I saved $20 off my tickets, which I used to buy my daughter a souvenir at the show. Right now, baseball season is in full swing. Both NHL and NBA playoffs are heating up. And if you plan on bringing your kids to any live event, go to SeatGeek.com or use the SeatGeek app and plug in my promo code FIRSTCLASS. One word, FIRSTCLASS. And First Class Fatherhood listeners can save $20 off their tickets. It's a slam dunk deal, guys. Go to SeatGeek.com and use the promo code FIRSTCLASS. Fatherhood is the best seat in the house. All right, now you work with a lot of young quarterbacks. I just had Jordan Palmer on the podcast here recently, and we touched on a bit about how much the position is changing. But what are some of the challenges facing these young quarterbacks today?
Just how the game is changing. You see the game of football, it's become a more spread-out offense type of deal, so we got the spread-out offenses. The things that are learning and the limited amount of time that you can spend with your coach, and that's kind of the value that people like me and Jordan bring to these quarterbacks now, is because there's a limited amount of time they can be with their traditional coaches. So now they have to find somebody else who can disseminate the information, help those guys out, provide them with the things they need so that they can be successful, whether it's a Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday afternoon. So all those things they need help with, and they've kind of lost the ability to get information. So that's why we're here. Not only help them on the field, but off the field, mentally, with all the different challenges. And then they got to deal with stuff that we didn't have to deal with 10, 12 years ago. They got social media on their phone, the things that they're dealing with. So I'm like a big brother to a lot of these guys, helping them navigate those waters. And that's another aspect of the thing things I do, and I think that's kind of where the value add is.
Yeah, and I usually hit on all the technology problems that we face as fathers with our kids here, but I know that you touched on this a bit with your podcast and handling social media, all the challenges that come with that, with trolls and negativity. So what do you usually kind of, how do you coach up your quarterbacks there on how to handle social media, or do you just tell them to avoid it at all costs?
I think us saying, like, avoid it at all costs is real difficult because these kids grew up with a phone in their hand, unlike what we did. They really don't know what it's like to be without a phone. So the only advice that I can give them is when they see something like that, block it as quick as possible. Like, because it's out there and they're going to be saying these things, they're going to be talking about you, they always forget that you're a 19-year-old growing young man and you got to deal with not only school but football and life. So you don't need any negative influences on you that don't have to be there. So if you get an opportunity, just eliminate them.
Yeah, and one of the biggest advantages we can get on an opponent here, Quincy, is to get inside their head. And now with stuff like this and the social media, you could drop these little bombs from anonymous accounts. It can get personal, it can get ugly, and it can really wreak havoc on someone's mind.
Right. It's interesting kind of how people try and, you know, prey on these guys. And it's tough and it's difficult. But they've got to be as smart as they can about it. As smart as they can be about it, because it's nonstop. I mean, sometimes you get some stuff that's funny, and then some of the stuff, it's just hurtful. And you see guys, I mean, there's guys who take this football stuff, and it just goes on to another level. You see quarterbacks out there left that just leave school, or we've had unfortunate situations where guys have committed suicide. It's serious. I think people need to understand that, although they may see it as just a game, these are these young men's lives.
Yeah, it is definitely a major issue, especially as the technology becomes more and more addictive. But, all right, you have a podcast of your own, as I mentioned there, the QB Podcast. What was the genesis of that, and what could you tell my listeners about it?
So the genesis of that was I really wanted people to understand that these people are more than just quarterbacks. They're people, too, and I thought that was valuable. So we've got some really great guests on there. We've had a ton of NFL quarterbacks, a good group of college quarterbacks. These guys are getting on there and telling their stories, not so much the X's and O's part, but all the things that went into them and their mindset that allowed them to get to the highest level of quarterback play. Like, I think people don't understand that these people are 1%ers or 0.01%ers. There's hundreds of thousands of kids every year who try and play the quarterback position. There's 60 people every year who get to play in the NFL at quarterback, and they are truly elite, whether people think they are or not. Whether the backup or the starter, they've done something that people would be dying to do. So getting their information out, understanding that quarterback mindset is really the vision of that the QB Podcast.
Yeah, especially now, Quincy, it is so much more of a mental game. I mean, there is so much going on at the line of scrimmage before the snap even takes place nowadays.
100%. There's so many moving parts. There's defenses moving. There's things that they can do. Like we talked about earlier with the spread offense, there's just more ways that defense can manipulate. The coverages are constantly changing. So being elite above the neck is the differentiating factor.
All right, and the NFL draft is upon us here. We are recording this before the draft, but by the time this airs, the draft will be over. So what quarterbacks have you worked with that are in this year's draft, and who do you think has the highest potential to make it in the NFL?
Yeah, for sure. I'll be biased because one of my guys is in the draft and should be one of the earlier quarterbacks taken. I work with Dwayne Haskins through his pre-draft process, so that's my guy. I'm going to be rocking with him. I know most of these guys, but come up with them. I'll see them there at the 11th grade, been around Drew Lock, Jared Stidhams, and Kyler Murray. So they were young guys, so I see them and I'm rooting for them. But having worked with Dwayne throughout this whole pre-draft process, that's who I'm betting on. That's my guy who I'm rolling with.
Okay, I'll be keeping my eye on Dwayne Haskins for sure to see what happens there. What's next for you, Quincy? What kind of goals or plans do you have for yourself for the future?
I'm going to just continue growing this quarterback development business. We're currently probably the biggest quarterback training program. We'll continue being a great dad. Keep doing all those things. I'll soon have the biggest quarterback training program in all the country. And then I'll be getting a daughter off to school pretty soon. So all those things I'm excited about.
Awesome. All right, last thing I'm going to hit you with here, Quincy. I love to ask all the dads that I get on the podcast about advice they would give to new parents. I'm going to frame it a little bit differently here for you. What type of advice do you have for the new dad out there that is just at the beginning stages of becoming a single father?
Man, I would tell you just to cherish it and understand the value of communication, not only with your child, but with the person you're co-parenting with. You'll, of course, go through some difficult moments because it's an emotional thing. But you just got to understand that you got to put the kids first no matter what, and understand that everybody's usually trying to work from the position of wanting what's best for the kids. You just got to be able to vocalize and communicate why the things you think may be more helpful than others.
Well said. Great advice. This has been a lot of fun for me. You are a first-class father all the way. And I got to say, Quincy Avery, thank you so much for giving me a few minutes of your time on First Class Fatherhood.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Okay, I'm back with some closing thoughts in just a second here. Back to wrap things up here on First Class Fatherhood. I got to give a special thank you once again to Quincy Avery for giving me a few minutes of his time here. That was so cool. Please hit me up on Twitter, guys, or drop me that DM over on Instagram. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. I always love to read your feedback. And as a result of the NFL draft, Quincy Avery's guy, Dwayne Haskins, went 15th overall to the Washington Redskins. So congratulations to both of them. And I wish Quincy Avery the best of luck with all the quarterbacks that he's training. I am going to drop the link to his Instagram account in the description of today's podcast episode, so you can just click on it and check out and find out more about him and what he's got going on. And lock it in for tomorrow. We are going to finish off strong with a Frogman Friday edition of First Class Fatherhood. Former Navy SEAL Chris McKinley will be here to close out the week. All right, that's all I got for you guys today. I'm Alec Lace. You have been listening to First Class Fatherhood, and please remember, guys, we are not babysitters. We are fathers, and we're not just fathers. We are first class fathers.
Tall as the trees, but it's all feelings.